A new study from the American Civil Liberties Union says there's a disparity in who gets arrested for marijuana. It says that police arrest African Americans far more often than whites for marijuana possession. In this segment, I'm going to look at the reasons why. Information in the study came from the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Program. The study says, on average, blacks are arrested 3.73 times more often than whites for having marijuana. Tennessee's disparity statewide is slightly higher than the national average. In Tennessee, on average, blacks are arrested 4 times more often than whites are for possessing marijuana. Dr. Tammy Garland teaches criminal justice at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, and she's familiar with the ACLU study, which came out in June.
This isn't anything new. The academic community has for decades known that there is a racial bias in drug arrest.
So this was not a surprise to you?
No, it was not a surprise to me.
The ACLU says the disparity in arrest rates is different in various regions of the United States. The biggest disparities are in the Northeast and the Midwest. Linda Garcia works for the ACLU, and Garcia is one of the primary authors who wrote this study. Garcia isn't sure why the North has a bigger disparity than the South.
We're very surprised, you know, that in places such as Iowa and Minnesota, D.C., the numbers are so very high.
Some people might say, if they hear about this study, they might say, you know, so what? So if you don't want to get arrested for pot, just don't smoke pot. There's the solution right there. Why do you think it's significant that there is a disparity in how these laws are enforced?
You know, it can impact eligibility for public housing, eligibility for student financial aid, employment opportunities. It's ultimately a matter of fairness in that, some people are just being targeted.
Congressman Steve Cohen says something similar. Cohen serves in the U.S. House of Representatives. His district is located in Shelby County, predominantly Memphis. The majority of people who live in his district are African Americans.
Well, it's significant because the laws should all be enforced equally. The law should be, justice should not be influenced by race or any other demographic factor. And obviously, for some reason, it appears it is.
You might think this is because blacks must be using marijuana more often than whites, but the study indicates otherwise. Linda Garcia says the ACLU examined data from the U.S. Public Health Service.
And there we found that blacks and whites use marijuana at comparable rates.
So why is there a disparity? Why are blacks being arrested more often than whites if they're not using marijuana more often? Is it as simple as saying police must be racist? Glenn Martin lives in New York City, and he doesn't think so. He works in criminal justice.
Yeah, you know, as a person with a brother who is a law enforcement officer and someone who has met many people in law enforcement who are absolutely not racist and do their jobs very well and use evidence-based policing practices, I'd hate to paint entire departments with that brush.
Martin is vice president of public affairs at the Fortune Society. That's a criminal justice organization in New York. Martin says stop and frisk policies are part of the reason behind this disparity. Stop and frisk policies mean police literally stop people on the street and pat them down if they suspect people might be involved in a crime or have a weapon.
If you're doing open ear drug busts, if you're grabbing people on the street corner and checking them for drugs, you're going to come up with a lot more drugs in communities of color than other communities just because that's where people tend to sell and use drugs, in the street, because they have less places to congregate and because policing is happening right there on the street corner.
Dr. Charles Gallagher is chair of the Sociology and Criminal Justice Program at LaSalle University in Pennsylvania. He says people in urban areas are more vulnerable to arrest than people are in the suburbs.
One of the likely things in the suburb that takes place is that a lot of the consumption of drugs is done indoors. When middle-class and upper-middle-class kids that live in the suburbs smoke marijuana, when they do hits of ecstasy, they're either consuming these in the basement of their parents' house or in their room or in places where it's very unlikely that they're going to be policed.
Overall, there's been a trend in the last couple of decades. Marijuana arrests are on the rise, arrests in general, regardless of race. Linda Garcia at the ACLU says that's partly because of funding. Sometimes if police arrest more people for a lot of low-level crimes, police get more federal funds.
Police departments then, are compelled to make more of these arrests.
Ultimately, the ACLU recommends decriminalization or legalization of marijuana. Congressman Cohen would like to establish a national commission that would look at federal marijuana laws, how they're enforced, and how they impact people of different races. Congressman Cohen introduced a bill earlier this year that would establish that national commission, but it's unlikely that Cohen's bill is going to pass. The website govtrack.us gives it a 0% chance of becoming law, and Cohen himself is not optimistic.
Thus far, it hasn't gotten a hearing. I don't know that it will.
For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.